very happy to welcome Jean Lanis to be with us this morning and to share her music and also some of her story. Because today we're talking about thriving by stepping outside of our comfort zone. Do you have a comfort zone? Do you have a comfort zone? And where is it? And what is at the threshold that you need to move through to step beyond your comfort zone? Take a moment to think about where you are in your life and what it is that you stand at the threshold of becoming, or experiencing, or doing. What is it that you stand poised to accept, to undertake, to express? What is right there at the threshold, calling to you, beckoning to you, summoning you, nudging you? What is calling you forward? Today we're going to talk about Jean's experience, or Jean is going to talk about her experience with stepping out of her comfort zone. We're going to have a little dialogue here. And I'm going to ask a few questions, a few leading questions, and Jean is going to respond, and she knows what the questions are, so it's not a surprise. But if you have questions that you would like to ask, feel free to just raise your hand, and either Jean or I will notice that, and we will weave you seamlessly into our conversation. If there is a question that comes up in your mind, by all means, raise your hand, let us know. So that's what we're going to be doing. And the first question for Jean is, what is the most meaningful event in recent memory when you have stepped outside your comfort zone? What was it? How did you approach it? And what happened?
And when I read that question, I went, what hasn't been a meaningful event of me stepping outside my comfort zone? And so even walking back to last January, when I spoke here for the very first time speaking in front of people, I used to announce a prayer request and get nervous. Sing, yeah, play my flute, yeah, but talk to you? So that was January. February, I went, I think I like this life coach thing. I think I want to be a life coach, and I headed off to Chicago to start training. But the event that I want to talk about a little bit is what happened in March. And what happened in March, on like the second Sunday, was life was getting too full, and I announced at about 10:15 that I needed a sabbatical from Sunday morning music because this life coaching stuff was taking up way more than I could handle. And then I went home. And at 1 hour later, 10:45, I'd received an email from a woman that Cindy knows that she and I met at the very first Unity Music Conference that we went to in 2001. And her name is Veronica. And Veronica said, so Jean, I've been looking at your website and following your work with the Artist Way, and our church uses the Artist Way, and wouldn't you love to give a 3-hour workshop at the conference this year? And I went, you gotta be kidding me. What could I have to offer in 3 hours? And, you know, immediate just help stuck. All right, so what did I do? Well, there was that voice in me that says, you know, spirit's talking. I looked at what was going on here. This was a conference that I wasn't going to go to. It's a conference for Unity musicians, but it was close enough to drive to. Okay. It was plopped in May, dead center between two of my coaching weekends. I didn't have an excuse. I wasn't busy coaching. I had just told you I wasn't going to be here for 3 months. I didn't have an excuse Sunday morning. I wasn't busy. I went, oh, man. So I, without committing, I wrote back and said, well, you know, okay, this is intriguing, and what did you think I could really do? And, well, all right, look at my website at these couple of options, because there's a few that, well, maybe would work. And she did. And she wrote back and said, you know, that workshop, which I had created a workshop last October called Release Your Imprisoned Splendor. You know, let alone the fact that here I am espousing to get out there and put yourself forth. And that's what she picked. She says, that workshop would be wonderful. So I did not immediately say yes. I was still thinking about the fear and could I really do this? But then I was looking at Spirit's message and the synchronicity of it all. And within a few days, I gotta say yes. How can I not say yes? I mean, all right. So I said yes. And then what happened? And then I went to work because it took me a long time to realize that it's easier to put yourself forth if you are prepared. Now, contrast that with growing up, I did church music in the Catholic Church, and, you know, I would sight read at communion time, you know, I'd be flipping through the pages, what song's going to work, and I didn't prepare, I didn't practice, I just did. And it worked, it got me by, but so that's not the way I operate. So, okay, I did the humanly preparatory things. I went through the workshop that I had created back in October or last summer. And I also went at it from a different perspective, remembering what it was about. I mean, Cindy, do you remember that conference back in 2001?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we get there and there's, you know, 35, 40 people who all sing and write music, and they all do better than me. Oh, yeah. I was about this big, and how dare they play? How could anyone ever tell you? Some of you know that piece. I'd never heard the song before. How could anyone ever tell you you were anything less than beautiful? How could anyone ever tell you you were less than whole? And I burst into tears and stayed that way for an hour and a half because I had gone from, I write songs and I'm going to a conference, to and these very same people were now saying, would you come and present? So with the memory of how supportive Veronica and Dwight had been back then, and I'd stayed in touch with them, and they actually have used my music over the years and were so grateful at their church that their church sent a tithe to this church just to say, you know, we really, really appreciate it. So thinking about the people that I'd stayed in contact with, email, and I'd met a few of them again in 2005 when I went to two more conferences, and how they had touched me. My preparation for the workshop became, rather than a workshop about release my imprisoned splendor, and I had gone through my history when I gave it the year prior, to how had these people touched me, and what was it about them that was being released in the world, and letting, you know, it was so much fun to prepare because many, many of them had been extremely supportive, you know, to the guy in 2005 who had found my website and said, Gene, you have to publish this stuff. And he was a member of the Unity Music team, and he said, I will help you. And we communicated for about 3 months in 2005, just going back and forth. And he was the co-presenter. He was the main guy. And by the time I got to the conference, I'd practiced, I'd prepared, I'd made the booklets, I was ready to do my 3-hour stint and I also decided I was ready to go there as a life coach, not as a singer. I thought, you know, that's what I have to offer. And as it turned out, you know, you ask what happened. Chris, my co-presenter, was the main facilitator for the first time in his life. Nervous, worried about how would anyone appreciate anything he had to offer. So we sort of coached through the weekend, and it was wonderful. It was just a sacred sharing, and the people that knew me in 2001 didn't recognize me. Who are you? Because you are not the person that I met 8 years ago. So, yeah.
Did you tape it, Amos
Jean? I did not. I don't know. I do give the workshop, or am, you know, I would give the workshop again. I don't think that one was taped. So.
Okay, let's try another question. How does your spirituality factor into your willingness to step outside your comfort zone?
Kicks me in the rear. I can't live with myself. When I get up every morning and I sing my own songs, I pick a song that I need to hear the message for that day, I can't say no and believe what I believe. What we hear here is, you know, you are a co-creator. And somewhere along the way, and I can't tell you when, I got a concept of humility that finally worked for me. And I found that I have a choice. Well, the concept of humility is that I need to own both parts of me. I need to own my strengths totally. What are they? And I also need to own those things that are not my strengths and be okay with it. And they might be your strengths, you know, or yours. And how can I support you in developing yours? But so from that place of that kind of humility, it's, and in the belief that I am a co-creator with the master of the universe, and without me, my version of life, my version of creativity doesn't happen. It's not everything, it's not what'll meet everyone's needs, but it's what I have to offer. And that, when I'm really in that space, it just tells me I have to say yes. Because I need to do it, and somebody needs to hear it, and I don't know who, when, or what. And when I think about those people who helped me all through, well, going farther back than just 2001, but the people whose presence and just the right word at the right time supported my growth. I don't know who of you needs to hear one little thing I have to say this morning. I don't know. I may never know, and that's okay. But I need to say yes and show up and do what's mine to do. And I don't get that as the Jean that grew up in southeastern Wisconsin, who was raised to be perfect and show the world a good face and, you know, and live really from here on up. I either live as Jean or I live as spirit and spirit expressing through Jean. And when I allow spirit to be the source, then I am who I am, and I am as much as I can be in this moment. And I can't say no anymore.
You may be answering this question already, but at the threshold for most of us is some fear. And I'm wondering how you address fear when it comes up for you.
I address it. Unlike how I used to just stuff it down, hide it away, it doesn't exist, I'm not supposed to be afraid. It's there. You know, I'm blessed with the fact that my body lets me know when I'm afraid. I can't hide it anymore. I can get up in the morning and have slept well and be just fine, but if I'm subconsciously dealing with something, or I'm at the threshold of saying yes. I sit in my meditation space with my journal every day. Whoosh! I can feel immense blockage and just, you know, I know because my throat's like this. And if I can't express myself musically, I got a lot of fear going on. So how do I deal with it? I write about it. I allow it to be expressed because I don't know what's going to come out. And it could be the craziest little thing that I'm really afraid of. But until I see it and own it, I can't do anything about it. And once I've acknowledged it, I find myself almost naturally walking back through, wait a minute, Jean is the one that's afraid. Yeah, if you go to work today and you continue to behave as Jean who knows it all, and you know, yeah, you're afraid because you might fail. When I walk the next step and find I am spirit expressing through me, I have a place, I have power and support, I can go that next step. I can reconnect with that center core of me that needs to be expressed. And I don't do it alone. I haven't walked alone in such a long time. I mean, thank God I married an alcoholic and found Al-Anon in 1983. And then the next program and the next one. And then a program person who said the Daily Word's got some really inspirational messages you might like. And then finding this place, courtesy of that same friend. And I don't walk alone. Just this week, Tuesday night, I was headed down to Oshkosh after work, through a very long 2 days at work, to visit with an Artist Way reunion group or class that I had taught. Beautiful people, just for a night of fun and dinner and connection. And I had this huge knot in my chest. And I got on the phone. And I called somebody who used to go to church here and said, I need to be grounded. Put me back on square one because I want to be here. And though they can accept my fear of life in general, it's not who I want to be today, so help me. And I got guided right back to center. And as soon as I walked in and got my first hug, I was flowing in another direction. So I don't do it alone. And I do it with a daily acknowledgement. If there's something there, it might be fear, it might be I need to look at missed steps, places where I need to make amends, places where I haven't been true. And as long as I stay clear on those things, then I have nothing to fear.
You were raised in Catholicism.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to get personal, but your parents now, are they in the full circle with you?
I think my parents are as much in the circle as they can be. That has been, okay. So in March, you know this month of synchronicities? I purposely stopped by my parents on my way back from a coaching weekend in Chicago. And it was a weekend where I had really had a really hard time. And I was still struggling with this idea of starting my own business and, you know, getting paid for what I do in that world. Anyway, so I stopped by my parents a few days before my 50th birthday. And I had the most amazing experience of growing up in their eyes, of them able to talk about coaching, life coaching and hardworking, you know, middle class, just you take care of yourself. They could hear it. They could receive it. They could honor my excitement, even though they couldn't understand it. It was just totally, totally amazing. And, it was 2002 when I shared my music with them for the first time. You don't think that was scary? Title of the song, Each of Us is God Creating. My mother shared my CDs with friends. I was shocked. I have since written a song for them and sung it in front of my relatives, and so they embrace it as much as they are capable, but they, it's wonderful.
Each of you is on a journey, everybody in their own different way. Each of you has thresholds to cross. Each of you has within yourself the Christ nature of your being, the depth of who you are within you, with great richness to express to the world. All different kinds of ways. You too can cross your threshold, reach out to be or do or express or discover or find whatever it may be that is your next step. When you do it from a foundation, as Jean has described it, of connection and willingness and making the step, and then the next step, and you just keep on going, you can be in that transformative world too, creating something new in your life and in the lives of others. And I don't know what that will be for you or what that is for you. I know some of you have journeyed far on your process of unfoldment, but there's always more, because we are either going backwards or we're going forwards, but we're not staying still. So hold that in your heart and your head and your gut. See where it leads you. Thank you, Jean.
You're welcome.